Happy 420! Woo! Happy 420! Woo! Happy 420! Woo! Yay! It's the best day of the year. Well, it's a very nice day. You know, you can't argue that. I mean, it's like, happy 420. Okay, let's be happy. I don't know what this is, people. Hell yeah! That's some good shit. That's what this is. As all marijuana is. Most marijuana is good. I'm sure there's evil marijuana out there. It's probably that government-grown shit. Stuff grown in the lab is all evil and shit. But yeah, happy 420. Woo! I'm not going to be able to partake at exactly 420 today because I'll be working. Yo, Mr. Balloon's got to make a living, people. Jeez. You know, life is not all party and games, just mostly. But then there's like a little bit of time at work that I got to be totally, totally straight. And professional. I gotta act like a professional. Well, lucky for them, I'm a professional. Woo! I work hard and I party hard, people. Happy 420. What's going on? Hope you all doing good. Today's just a touch base. Oh, excuse me. Touch base and say hello. Cough in the ears. Today I'm not editing any coughs or anything because it's 420, so today it's acceptable. I'm dying though. Oh yeah. All right, well maybe I'll edit a little bit, like the space of me not talking. Come on people, move! Well, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood for me. My day didn't start off so great. I got up. I had went to go grab a coffee because Miss Morris, you know, I'm too fancy to make coffee at home. I got to go to my coffee shops and shit. So I got up and my car didn't start. My fucking fishing mobile did not start. I was a little bit upset, but I'm not surprised, right? So Mr. Balloon Knots this weekend, you know, if you want to know what's the haps with you, Mr. Balloon Knots? Okay. First, let's continue celebrating today. I got to get my smoke in now because I got a busy day at work. They already started calling me. Oh, everything's breaking. And this guy left for the day. The superstar in the daytime that's been there for 100 years that knows everything. Because he's been there for 100 years, so he's seen everything 100 times. So, you know, he knows. But he had to leave early, so... They're waiting for me. They're waiting for, you know, the only other superstar that can at least figure it out because everyone's a bunch of fucking dummies. They're all sitting there scratching their nutsacks. Let's wait for Mr. Balloon Knots. He'll save the day once again. Fine. So this weekend, though, Mr. Balloon Knots, he's in fishing mode. Even though, you know, I know the fish are really not hitting so much. You know, the schoolies are coming in. You know, the schoolies, they're these, the little feeder fish, you know, those are the fish that the other fish be fucking mouth raping and shit, be eating the fuck out of them, you know, that's their meals and shit, so are the birds, oh, and dolphins, magical fucking dolphins, you know, turn me into, you know, we're all in wonderment, you know, I went with, my good friend, I haven't seen him in a while. Actually, I haven't seen him since last 420, I don't think. Like, seen him, you know? Because, you know, oh my God, coronavirus. It's the coronavirus, look out. It's hiding behind the post over there. So, I haven't seen him. And, but we went out fishing. And we went out to the beach. And, you know, I know, again, it's one of those that, you know, there's some fish out there. It's still a little bit cold, but, you know, the adventurers are out there. And those, you know, those first ones. I want to be one of the first to hit. I wanted to be one of the first to catch on the beach. You know what I mean? It's one of those things. So, you know, I'm ready. I'm in fishing mode. So Mr. Bullnuts goes out. Actually, I went out Saturday night I couldn't wait. I was all geared up, ready to go. I know I wasn't going to sleep. Mr. Balloonauts looked at Mrs. Balloonauts and he said, "Yo, toots, let's go to the fucking beach." And she's looking at me like, "It's nighttime and it's cold." And I just wanted to throw something at her. I wanted to throw something at her. Oh, my God. Let's go to the beach at night and, you know, just enjoy the stars. Just enjoy the atmosphere. It's nice. Better than sitting there staring at your fucking phone watching. Oh, my God. And I think. And I think she was watching shit about the royal family, so now it's all like, you know, she's watching this, and I'm like, you know, that's all made up shit, right? Well, some of the, I know, I'm sure most of it's sensationalized, but I'm like, but you know, most of their history, I'm like, that guy that fucking died, he was a German. Like, they changed their name to the Windsors, whatever the fuck they were. They were fucking German. Shut the fuck up. Stop with your fucking fake fucking history. Oh, my gosh. I keep trying to put you guys on to something that would maybe open up your mind. That's why I like shoving fucking Rage Against the Machine down your throats, at least the lyrics-wise, even though I think a couple of them are sellouts. I think a couple of them are sellouts now, you know what I mean? But let's keep that between us. The lyrics still stands for itself. So, oh shit, I might be late to work. Wow. Oh my God, wow. So, oh my gosh, then what's going to happen at Dunkin' Donuts? Is there going to be moos? Is there going to be a line of moos? Oh, jeez. I hope not. I hope they're all partaking of 420 and they're at fucking McDonald's. Fucking eating at the trough, and by the trough they're all at the fucking drive through. Moo number one. Moo. And I'll take a Diet Coke. It makes me feel better. Oh, does it? It's got no calories, does it? Okay. Just poison yourself. Okay, with the zero calories poisoning, that's smart. Just fucking take the calories, you moo. Ugh. Alright. But anyway, so Mr. Balloonauts going out Saturday night, you know, I just wanted to get a feel of, you know, see if, first off, if the beach mobile, if the fishing machine, the fishing mobile can take the beach, because I went out, but pretty much on, like, hard surface when I went out before on the North Shore. That shit's all rocky and shit, so you're just basically on rocks. You don't have to, like, when you go down on the beach, you gotta deflate your tires and, you know, and all this bullshit, right? So over there you didn't have to. So I was like, alright, let me check it out, because I didn't want to like go out with my buddy and then all of a sudden the fucking axle falls off and then there goes fucking fishing and he's just sitting there staring at me like, what the fuck, you know? I could have been at home friggin', you know, playing with my girls friggin' whatever, you know? But, you know, instead I'm watching you friggin' call a tow truck that's going to cost you $1,000. So, you know, I didn't want to do that with him. I'd rather do that shit with my wife. So, put her, well, she didn't care. She'll just be on her fucking phone, right? Because she's so immersed. You know, oh my God, the royal family has nothing to do with your life. What are you fucking doing? What are you doing wasting your fucking precious time on that fucking poison? But, okay, whatever. Okay. I just, you know, needed someone to hold a flashlight if I needed help, you know? But even then, I knew she wouldn't have been much of a help. So let me just friggin' bring the headlamp. So I put the headlamp on and all that shit. And I still didn't ask her for help. So anyway, whatever. I went out Saturday night. Went out. She was in the... she stayed in the car. She came with me, but, you know, that's as far as that went, you know. She's like, oh my God, it's cold. If I would have known we were going to the beach, and I would have brought something. I'm like, I told you, we're going to the beach. I'm taking the truck. I'm taking the freaking fishmobile onto the beach. Oh, I didn't understand what you're saying. Because you're too busy staring at your phone. My wife is fucking addicted. She is, that's it. She's done. She's done. She is totally, if there's like that transhumanism shit, she's all in. She's all in. Oh, my God. She wants nothing to do with normal life right now. It's aggravating me. Like, it's really like I need to slap the bitch up, you know, in a sense. I don't physically touch women, with intent to hurt him, unless it's with Mr. Meaty, you know? And, you know, I don't mean to hurt you. It's not my fault, Mr. Meaty. I fucking can't help it. You know what I mean? But, excuse me. Damn, I almost choked and died right there. But, you know, anyway, I did a few cast outs Saturday night just to test the, you know, test it, see how it goes, blah, blah, blah. Came home. Boom. We went out Sunday morning. Picked up my buddy. Picked up my good friend. We went out. Went out on the beach. It was really nice, man. And, you know, it's still early. It's still early. I mean, it was a little bit cold, but, I was fine. You know, actually, I got sunburnt or windburnt because yesterday my face was red. It was like a beacon. You know, it was like, God damn, what's blinking red? Is that an SOS? No, it's just Mr. Balloon Knots walking down the hallway. Oh, God damn. I thought it was a fire drill right now. So we went out. It was nice. And we seen, I didn't catch anything, but, like, during the turn of events, we started seeing a pod of dolphins, which pretty cool on Long Island because people's not used to seeing that on Long Island. You know, the waters are a little cleaner, or there's, you know, or the freaking fish population is getting really bad, and, you know, they got to come in closer. I don't know, but dolphins always been around, you know, but it's this time of the year. Not many people go out on the beach, you know. So we're watching this pod of dolphins. They were jumping out of the water. And then I seen there was, like, baby ones, really small ones. They were jumping straight out of the water and, like, flipping back in. It was great. I mean, like my buddy, he's, like, all man, you know. He's part of, like, you know, that man club that, like, you know, when men were men. You know, no one, I don't need, you know, whatever, be what you want to do, but I don't need to be seeing, you know, all that faggot shit in my face, you know, oh my gosh, that's some hateful shit, they could take me down for that, oh, all right, speaking of which, anyway, I got more news to tell you people, so, even my buddy, he's sitting there, and he's like, you know, it took the dolphins to make me be all queer and shit, you know, not queer, but he's like, oh, you know, he's all manly, but he's seeing that, he's like, oh, that's so magical, that's the way I feel, you know, I love that with Mother Nature, you know, like, I was watching yesterday fucking Blue Jays, you know, kind of doing that mating shit, and then one went to go fuck the other one, and I was like, yeah! You know, I was all happy and shit. I think they were fucking, I don't know, could have been two guys fucking, could have been some gay shit. Oh, it's so magical. You know, whatever. But I was, you know, I enjoy that shit. But those dolphins, that was cool. But right at that time, because now you know there's fish coming in, I thought, you know, there was like one or two times, boom, boom, and I felt that fucking take a nibble. I felt it. I'm like, oh, damn it. And then all of a sudden, my buddy brings up something, and, you know, at first I thought it was, like, trash bag. I'm like, fuck. He thinks it's a freaking octopus at first, but what it was, like, a freshly eaten carcass of a fish, and, you know, that's right there. The dolphins were eating him and spitting him out. You know, that's some shit. So, technically, he caught a fish, and I did not. Technically, he caught a fish. I didn't. You know, and what was amazing, it kind of looked like, at least face-wise, I thought at first might have been a blackfish, but you don't get blackfish over here, maybe by the reef, so I don't know, but it's probably one of those friggin' giant porgies, which I need to catch. That's why I need a boat. Mr. Blue Knots made a decision. Next year is boat, so Mr. Blue Knots got to put in, like, he's got to do a package deal with, like, an 8-cylinder and a small boat. I know I could pull a boat with, like, an Explorer and shit. I know. With a 6-cylinder. But I don't want to do it. If you're pulling something, you got to do it with an 8-fucking-cylinder. You got to do it. So Ms. Mulanot's back in the market after the summer looking for that Toyota fucking Land Cruiser. And if I have to settle a little bit cheaper, then I got to go with that Sequoia. And that's that. You know, and then if I and then maybe if I see a Tundra. But then I could take the Tundra on the beach and then say, hey, I'm allowed to have a pickup truck on Long Island, the flattest fucking place. No need for a pickup truck, but I take it on the beach. Oh, then it's acceptable. Plus, I tow a boat. That's fucking cool. Okay. Talk myself into it. Miss Blue Knots is in the market for a Tundra. But yeah, Miss Blue and us, we had I had fun doing the fishing. My buddy technically caught a fish, and you know, I had a few nibbles here and there. You know, I know if I go this week, which I'm thinking, you know, right as the sun's coming up, maybe, you know, I don't know, or as the tide's shifting, I'll go at night. I don't know how I'm gonna play it, but I feel like I'm gonna go in. Not tonight. Miss Blue Nuts only slept 3 hours last night. I don't know. Something happened, and Miss Blue Nuts couldn't sleep for shit. So right now I'm tired. Mr. Blue Nuts doing this 4:20 before work. I'm extra tired, and it's not good. It's not good at all. But hey, you know what I mean? We gotta celebrate. 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 Okay. Okay. Miss Blue Nuts gonna go get a coffee. Hopefully. Oh. Gosh, let's see how this goes. All right, wish me luck. I'll be right back. All right, that wasn't so bad. I just had to wait for, you know, knuckleheads. I'm using my Apple Pay. I can't figure it out. But at least the lady was good. I was like, I'll use the other register. Take your time. And she took care of me. Wow, that looks nice. But of course, when people pull up, they go straight to their phone first. Then they get out of their car. So I'm not going to have the time to look. Damn. One of the rare times leaving Dunkin' and not seeing some ass. God damn. Alright. Miss Blue Nuts treated himself with some iced coffee like a fucking moo. I was the moo. But it was quick. Just give me an iced coffee. And that's that. I don't need no special shit. No, 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 just iced coffee. Okay, milk, no sugar. Okay, that's it, that's it. I don't need nothing else. No. And then, you don't want the... No. Okay. You know, and I'm using my Apple Pay. I'm using the ultimate shitcoin. The ultimate privacy shitcoin. The almighty dollar, greenbacks. Ill-gotten gains. No, I mean, no. I shouldn't say that. No, I didn't say that, IRS. Jeez. I claim all my taxes. Maybe not when I play some of that, you know, 500 card rummy with my family. I'd be fucking beating all them motherfuckers. Give me all your change, bitch. I got a change jar. I took one person's change jar worth already. Woo! That's right. You ain't beating me in no fucking hustle type game. Foof. Uh-uh. You know, put some fucking cards out there, and you think you're gonna beat me? Ha 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 ha! Not happening. Not fucking happening. Get ready to lose your money. Lucky, you lucky. I don't send everyone home when it's with friends. I send everyone home and just keep the ladies and start playing strip fucking poker because they'll all be fucking naked. I'm a card shark, people. You don't understand. No, I'm not. I'm just pretending. Let's play cards, though. excuse me while I moo over here on my iced coffee. That shit's very good. And I did add blueberry flavoring. Ugh, I'm the worst. I know, I'm a hypocrite, but it's all right. It's a nice day. Miss Blue Nuts need as much caffeine and sugar to get through the day. I'm friggin' tired. Going back to this fishing. You know, you spend some hours out there in the sun. Salt water and beach. Oof, that shit pulls the moisture out of you. And you know Miss Blue Nuts got lots of moisture to be sharing and be giving around and shit. But, you know, I'm no match for Mother Nature and shit. She fucking sucked me dry. It's like, God damn, what a hooch. But I had to drink. I drank a lot of water. I peed a lot. Drank a lot of water. All day on fucking Monday, Miss Blue Nuts was just feeling it, like, just beat. I was just beat tired, even though Miss Blue Nuts, yo, I slept like 9 hours. I don't sleep 9 hours. I slept 9 hours, no problem. That's why I didn't sleep last night, because I already slept 9 hours. My body's like, nah, what do you need sleep for? And I'm like, no, you got to get your 7. I don't want to be having dementia and shit when I'm old. No, get the 7. Nope. But I was a little bit, you know, I don't want to be a baby about it. And be like, oh, I'm mad at Mr. Blue Nuts. But, you know, I'm a little bit upset with the way she's being. So I'm kind of like, you know, I don't know, a little bit of that cold shoulder she's going to get. I don't know. I don't know, because she ain't going to talk. You know, I gotta watch my shit. I gotta watch. I'm just going to be fucking zombified by my device. Oh, it's the worst. All right, hold on. Let me do some of this. So I was tired, and today I'm tired yet. So I'm going to need some of this smoke. Thank goodness it's 420, so I have an excuse. If someone says, oh, I smell something, I'm like, yeah, it's 420. It's not me. Someone over here, someone celebrating 420, and I'll just start, like, looking at all the black people. And be like, oh, okay, that's okay. I look at the guy. This is one guy named Romel. And he just be saying, I smoke all the time. I don't smoke cigarettes. I just smoke me some weeds all day, all night. It's like, all right. Now I got a scapegoat. When it be stinking, I'd be like, it must be Rome. And be like, oh, okay. All the Spanish ladies be like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. I'm like, shoo. Thank you, black people, for taking the friggin' punches for me. Woo! Yo, that's two AC Cobras I just seen. It might not be real ones. Might be kit ones. But, you know, people out here on Long Island got that money. So, hells yeah. If I had fuck you money, like fuck you money, hells yeah, I'd be fucking getting me in one of those AC Cobras. Those things are beautiful. Those old friggin' 50s. What was it? No, it's a 60-something. 60-something AC Cobra. Ooh, whoa. All open with that fucking roll bar on top. Ooh, that's a sexy fucking machine, man. That might be the ultimate. Mr. Blue Knots will be loving his fucking Corvettes. But I gotta give it up for that AC Cobra and shit. Hells yeah. Let's celebrate 420! Woo! 420, yay! 420, yay! Woo! So, Mr. Balloon Knots. Had another episode pulled. Via Universal Studios. That's another one. So now it's like, fuck. But again, it's wake and bake in the morning, so I'm trying to think. I mean, I must have put out some shit, some weird ass shit back in the wake and bake in the mornings from 2 years ago. So those are being pulled, so I you know, whatever. Just for that last fucking song at the end. Or yeah, no, that's all I was doing, right? Yeah, so Mr. Balloonauts is thinking of some things which might bring in more artists or whatever. I am thinking of starting to play. Well, see, I don't know. Who fucking cares about the song at the end, right? You guys don't give a shit. Even though it's Balloonaut Radio, that's why I was doing some music. I could just go, hey, my podcast on Spotify, and I could put all the music there I want, right? Okay, but the problem is, the shit that I say, they can pull me at any time. So, Miss Blue Knots has to start doing some preemptive fucking striking and shit. So, by the way, if you stop seeing the RSS feed, or if you stop seeing fucking, you know, this podcast altogether, there will be a relaunch. Wow. I don't know how... Well, there would be a relaunch. It would be still Blue Knot Radio. If they pull this, then I could still, you know, come back. Or I'll just be like Mr. Blue Knots. I don't know. Listen, I'm on Twitter, HawkND0. NDO, right? ND0. I have to look again. Yeah, it's not good news. They might just pull the whole thing. You know, they said they have the right to just pull me and shit for, you know. Hey, it is what it is. I guess I'm getting big. Oh, no, Miss Blue Knots, look out. I still say no to friggin' advertisers. I'm not. Listen, I'll accept gifts, and I'll just tell you, hey, look, I like this friggin' thing. It's good, you know? Like, you know, you kind of sneak it in, but that's about it. I still ain't ever going to accept no monetary fucking monies and shit until I can float myself. If I can float myself and just be me and my name or whatever, that's fine. Okay, if I have nothing to lose, yeah. If I could just sustain myself, oh, that's great. But, you know, I have to work for a fucking corporate company and this and that. And, you know, I listen, man. You know, life is fucking tough. You know, I want to be the fucking, I want to fight the good fight. But, you know, I got fucking mouths to feed, too. I got a wife, I got fucking kids, you know. What I've got to do is I got to do. So, just be forewarned, just in case this gets pulled, you know what happened. So maybe they will not be. Or I'll just keep playing fucking Rage Against the Machine until it could be them. Watch, it's them. Like I said, someone sold out. Just in case, if all this happens, right? If you don't see me go on to SoundCloud, I'll set up an account there first. And then, and then I'm just going to be taking music that people send me, like their own shit. Fuck it, you know? Their beats, their shit. I'll have some people make me up some shit. That ain't no problem. You know, always more money. I had someone do it. I had someone do it for me, and they did nothing that I asked. And I paid them, but fuck it. But nah, I ain't using that shit, and I ain't going to promote them. Fuck him. So, whatever. I have friends that can do things, but, you know, I hate asking. And, you know, and then it's like, no, don't pay me, and I need you to fucking get paid. So, you know, there's money to be fucking made. You know, I'm paying someone for it so I can own it. Mr. Blue Knots has an idea of what he wants to do, but I don't have the fucking time to do this shit. It might be the easiest fucking thing and to do what I'm thinking of, and I don't have the patience to do shit. I just want someone to do what I want, and that's it. So, yeah, so I just wanted to give a warning, a forewarning, a heads up. If anything, sign up to SoundCloud first. If you don't see it, I could also do RSS feeds through Google and Apple and some other shit, but, you know, I got to figure all that shit out. I'm the worst, you know? You know me. So I think I will be on SoundCloud first, but then I have to set up my website with server space and just stream my own shit, and that's it. That's fine. Go on to BalloonArtRadio.com. Oh, that's probably gone. Probably someone snatched it already. Fucking cocksuckers. So, there'll be further notices somehow. I'll get it out to you, maybe. If not, hey, it was nice knowing you. you know, happy 420 at the least. Yo, if this is the end of the Balloon Art Radio show, at least let it be the 420 show. At least that sounds right. And then look for Mr. Balloon Knots, something like that, in the future, and whatever. Or I'll just keep this, Balloon Knot Radio Show. If I can keep it going, that's great. Balloon Knot Radio, that's what I said, Balloon Knot Radio. That's what it is now, Balloon Knot Radio Show. So maybe it'll just be Balloon Knot Show. Whatever. That sounds even stupider. I like Balloon Knot Radio Show because it just sounds good. It just rolls off the tongue. So, I don't know. Hopefully it's not it, but hey, if this is it, this hit goes out to all of you. I love you all. This has been a great ride. It's been fun. You know, who fucking thought dummy me with no fucking promotions, no nothing, you know, gets into that triple figures and shit. That's nice. That's pretty nice. This hit, hold on. Go Copper. I seen ya. This hit goes out to all you people. Take this mega hit before work. I'm going in teary-eyed and shit. Just because I feel it coming. I love you all. Happy 420. You know, do shit that makes you happy. Be positive. You know, if that's one thing that I can't say enough, is be positive. You know? Hulk Hogan was right when I was growing up. You know, say your prayers, take your vitamins, do your, you know, what is it? Do your exercise, say your prayers, take your vitamins, you know, be positive. Don't be an asshole. Don't be me. No, have a heart. That's the one thing, you know. Some people can't be helped, you know, and just, you know, kill them with kindness, but, you know, ignore them. And that's that, and move on with your fucking life. Be nice, you know? Get off the fucking social medias. Get off the main news. If you're on that main news, it's to laugh and fucking call out the bullshit. Be like, that's stupid. Let's see what's really going on. You know, there's a lot of shit going on. And, you know, make no mistake about it. You know, whatever. Call me crazy or whatever. I don't care. Call me crazy, you know? But, you know, there is some, like, elite level political, you know, shit that's been going on for a long time, you know, hiding history. You know, our governments are in the business of hiding history of who we really are. That sounds stupid, but then why are they fucking blowing up some of the most ancient sites in ancient Mesopotamia and that whole area, you know? It's like, all of a sudden we have a war. Let's go get that fucking, let's go get that poppy seed. And, you know, all of a sudden all this old shit gets blown up and buried and hidden. And let's not talk about it that it's like, you know, 25,000 years ago. It's like 25,000 years ago? I was like, that doesn't make sense. Nope. Kill it. Let's just bury the fucking truth. Because there's a narrative that, you know, we're playing. I'm not saying there's one thing going on. I'm saying there's multiple things going on. You know, there's corporate fucking corporate shit going on. Money. Fucking, there's no reason to be having wars and shit. We the people in general, we're all peaceful. Listen, I know people from all races. And you know what we all have in common? We all fucking are courteous to each other. We support each other. And we just want, you know, to support our families. And, you know, just live and just be left alone. You know? But that's not what this media does. That's not what this corporate friggin' agenda worldwide, you know? It's like, you can't have, if you have people divided, if you have people always in turmoil, they don't have, you know, that's a distraction, and, you know, they can control the narrative all the time. I mean, I don't know, man. Listen, I'm too high for this shit. I'm stupid, too, right now. I'm tired, but you know what I'm saying. Chin up, question everything. I'm not saying, you know, don't be cautious. You know, if you believe in, you know, if you think that, you know, you need to take this friggin' vaccine, okay, fucking fine. You know, just, you know, make your own decisions. Don't be stupid. That's all I'm saying. The whole world media is fucking propaganda and shit. It's agenda driven. And there's also political play for years, hundreds of years, from certain families. I mean, you just follow the fucking, they just change their names every 100 years, and that's that. You know, just wisen up, that's all. But love each other, fuck everything else. You know, the real life is better anyway. Love thy neighbor, do what's best for you, and, you know, keep on trucking. You know, if you're in a bad spot, be positive and put the work in to put yourself in a better position. I love you all.